We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach our series of shiurim in discussing the way we're supposed to greet Shabbos. As the Gemara here on Masechta Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis teaches us the different ways they would greet Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Reish Samach Beis Sif Aleph teaches us. Yisad Shulchanai, a person should set his table. V'yitzia Amitos, and make the beds. V'yisakin Kol Inyone Habayis, and prepare the entire home. Kidei Shim Tzu'eno Oruch Mesudar, in order one should find it in proper order. B'voy Be'beis HaKnesses, when one comes home from shul. Hagos says the Ramah, one should leave his table set the entire day of Shabbos. He says that one should make sure that the table is set the entire Shabbos, even after you have finished eating. The Mishnah Brura and Sif Gimel quotes the Medrash that says Shnei Malach Hasharis Malavin Loyla Odom Erev Shabbos Beis HaKnesses. Two Malachim escort the person home from Shul on Erev Shabbos. Echa Toiva Echa Bra. One is a good Malach and one is not a good Malach. Kishibol Beisai, if he comes home and Matzon there, Dolok V'Shulchan Aruch, and he finds the candle lit and its table set, and the beds made. Malach Toiv Oimer Yerotzi Shei Kein L'Shabbos Haba. The Malach Toiv gives him a bracha. Halavai should be like this for next week. Malach Ra Oina Amen Bakarch. And the Malach Ra has no choice but to say Amen. Vim Lav Hula Hepa Chas V'Shalom. But if it's the other way, Chas V'Shalom, it's the other way. The Mishnah Brura goes on to say one should be careful to clean the house L'Kavod Shabbos, and when one eats on a table Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brura, he should be careful not to make a mess in the room. The Mishnah Brura goes on to say that one should have two tablecloths on his table for Shabbos. The reason he speaks about two tablecloths is because if you're going to have to take off the tablecloth to switch tablecloths, you'll end up having the table left uncovered even for a small amount of time. And therefore, the Paiskim say that many people nowadays have on their table a tablecloth and a plastic tablecloth on top of it. If that's what you have, then you have no problem, because at that point your table will remain covered at all time, because even if you're removing the disposable plastic tablecloth, you still have the regular tablecloth below it there. When is the proper time to set the table? So the Paiskim say that the proper time of setting the table is really on Erev Shabbos. Because when you set the table on Erev Shabbos, there are a number of advantages. Number one, it's obvious that it's being done L'Kavod Shabbos. Number two, it's unlikely that your table or whatever you prepared for Shabbos will get messed up because you just prepared it that L'Kavod Shabbos. Therefore, say the Paiskim, that particularly people who live in larger homes, people, as most people, who eat in the dining room on Shabbos, they don't eat in the dining room during the week. So if they set the dining room table even on Thursday night, it's obvious that they're setting the table to cover Shabbos, because they don't eat on that dining room table any other time besides on Shabbos. And if they obviously could keep the table clean, and moreover, if they have special table, they have special tablecloths and special silverware and special dishes that they use L'Kavod Shabbos. So then it's obvious that it's all being done L'Kavod Shabbos, and you could set the table not just on Friday, but you could set it already on Thursday night if so necessary, because you rushed on Friday. It's interesting to point out that the Kaf HaChaim quotes the Sefer Chesed L'Avram here in Sifkat Nechaf Aleph, that it should be the husband that sets the table for Shabbos. He himself, the Kaf HaChaim, quotes the Zohar that says that the woman, the wife, should set the table for Shabbos. Moreover, the Pesukim say that not only when we speak about the table being set L'Kavod Shabbos does it mean with the china and the silverware, it also means that the chalas should be put on the table before Shabbos. Particularly, there's another reason for putting the chalas and the becher on the table before Shabbos. And that is because if one has only his candelabra on the table, then the table becomes a bosses l'davar osur, and becomes prohibited to move the table. Only if you have on the table other items which are not muksur, so now it's a bosses l'issevel heter. So that's why you should have your becher and chalas and as many fine objects on your table that are not muksur to avoid the problem of your table becoming muksur. Included in the din of having your home prepared properly for Shabbos, says the Siddur Yavetz, Yerba Veneiros Kfi Koichai, you should have as many candles as possible, Kedei Shiyer Oirem Mavik, your light, your room should be properly illuminated. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only the dining room that should be prepared properly, but the entire home should be prepared as nicely as possible L'Kavod Shabbos. As we said, clearly the halacha is L'Chatchila, one should have this table set before candle lighting, but the Pesukim say that if we look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about the malach who escorts the person when he comes home from shul Friday evening, making sure that the home is neat and clean. So, b'di'evid, as long as by the time you come home from shul, the table and the house is completely in proper order, it's okay. The question that comes up is if somebody is not going to be home for Shabbos, or somebody is not going to be eating at home for Shabbos, is there still a requirement for his tables to be set? So the Pesukim say, if somebody is not going to be home at all for Shabbos, there's no reason to have the tables covered with tablecloths, as we're learning. In fact, I saw the Pesukim suggest that not only tables should be covered, but even, let's say you have a table with a computer on it, there's a point to cover that computer, to cover that telephone, that you shouldn't come to use it on Shabbos. But what is the halacha if somebody is home for Shabbos, but he's not eating his meals on Shabbos? So it seems from the Pesukim that one should still make sure that the table is properly, all the tables are properly covered even then. What's the raya? Because as we see here, the halacha is that even after you finish eating your meal, the halacha is you're still supposed to keep the table covered. So if the entire point of the table being covered was only to, because you're eating at the table, so here you're not eating at the table anymore. Why does the table have to remain covered? From here we see that there's a covered Shabbos that the table should be covered. And that's why the minig is that in shuls as well, where people aren't eating, but all the tables on Shabbos, even if the tables during the week are typically not covered with a tablecloth, on Shabbos they're covered with a tablecloth. And the reason is because that's part of being covered Shabbos. And even when you're not eating on those tables. There's an interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. Does the tablecloth that's used for Shabbos have to be a white tablecloth, or is any tablecloth acceptable? So the Mashag is the one that discusses and seems to hold that you have to have a white tablecloth. But if you look into the Mashag, it's a Chelik Beis, Simen Pei Beis, it seems that the point is not that you're supposed to, that you need to have a white tablecloth. The point is that you're supposed to have a tablecloth that it's obvious that this tablecloth is the covered Shabbos. So if this tablecloth is a tablecloth that you only use for Shabbos, even though it's not white, it seems that you could be maker. The Mishnah Berurah says that v'hi shulchan aruch kol yom b'Shabbos, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Dalet, ad l'achar havdalah. Until after Havdalah, you should have your table set. And that's why, as we just said, your tablecloth, you should have the tablecloth the entire Shabbos. It's interesting, there's a minig to leave on the table from Friday night to Shabbos by day some, the becher with some drops of wine in it, and the challah. Also, the Paiskim say, the one is supposed to be careful that the house should be clean. Not only should the house be cleaned in preparation for Shabbos, but the house should be cleaned on Shabbos as well. Of course, it has to be done in a way which is permissible according to the halacha, but it should be cleaned on the entire Shabbos. The Behetif in Sifkotan Aleph quotes Darizal, Darizal hikben ma'oid lechel al shulchan sha'al b'raglayim. He ate on a table on Shabbos specifically that had four legs, dugmas shulchan hamigvash. And not only because the Shabbos table is supposed to look, it seems, according to Darizal, like the Shabbos, like the Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishkan. He even had the Menorah and the Shulchan all set up in a way similar to the way the Shulchan and the Menorah looked in the Beis HaMikdash.